For student-centered instructional practices known under the umbrella of personalized learning to flourish in Georgia classrooms, they first need a vehicle to reach teachers. Yes, PL needs a way in. One such delivery method is Georgia's RESAs, Regional Educational Service Agencies. RESA programs equip academic coaches and teachers on PL, and the feedback that RESAs receive about PL is pretty unanimous. So what is the word from teachers on the inside? Let's find out. Educators and education leaders, we're glad you're here. I'm Ashley Mingwasser, your host. This is the platform for Georgia's teachers, Classroom Conversations. Our series is proudly presented through a joint partnership of the Georgia Department of Education, GDOE, and Georgia Public Broadcasting, GPB. This season, we've trailblazed personalized learning strategy in podcast form to cover ground laid over the past 5 years by a great initiative called the Great Initiative. Yeah, Great promotes personalized learning so that students across subgroups can experience enhanced learning and well-being. PL is the land of flexible learning environments and student choice, goal setting, and adaptive assessment. So you can walk the clear and sunny path that other educators have laid before you, we've called in a RESA, a personalized learning training arm, to share what's working out in the field. A little background on RESAs, which stand for Regional Educational Service Agencies. There are 16 of these agencies in Georgia, all designed to share services across school systems and help promote DOE initiatives. One of these is our Season 7 focus, personalized learning, the student-centered practices for heightened engagement. Today, we'll look through the lens of one RESA to view the impact personalized learning has had on academic coaches, on teachers, and students alike. When coaches can work side by side with teachers and put themselves in teacher shoes, seems like that's when we get the best outcomes. So here to help me at GPB Studios is literacy specialist Yvonda Mitchell from Chattahoochee Flint RESA, where she's been for the past 6 years. Welcome, Yvonda.
Hi.
How are you?
I am great.
You got the memo that I telepathically transmitted to you. We are wearing the exact same color today.
We are, and we look beautiful.
We do, and you look stunning. So I'm happy to see that we're in alignment. Anytime I hear the word RESA, I think one thing. Do you want to guess what it is? This just shows you my brain. I think RESAs, which is why I brought you some chocolate today, Yvonda.
Thank you.
Because I know you like chocolate.
I love chocolate. Yes.
A little something for the road.
That will stick with me.
Do people make that mistake when you say I'm with RESAs?
I have not had that happen.
Why am I this way? I don't know.
I apologize. But I like the association.
I know. My brain always associates with chocolate. I hope you can enjoy that later. Can you help kick us off, if we're understanding RESAs, not RESAs, with there are 16 of these in Georgia.
Yes.
What is the charge each RESA has?
Well, I think that you did a great job of describing it in the introduction. But the charge of RESA is exactly that, to provide professional learning and development for teachers. That's our charge. But we don't stop with teachers. We actually provide professional development and learning and support for any adult who provides or has an impact on students in our public schools. So that could be superintendents, principals, assistant principals, counselors, media specialists. We can take it further, technology specialists, maintenance crew, transportation. So the realm is open. Anyone who is in an education setting can benefit from the services at a RESA.
Long story short, know your RESA and take them a RESAs.
Yes.
I think that's a recipe for success, honestly.
Yes.
What geographic region does Chattahoochee Flint cover? Can you help us understand?
Yes. So Chattahoochee Flint RESA serves part of Southwest Georgia. So Southwest Georgia to me is broad. So we aren't as far south as Florida. So we're in the midpoint. So if you can maybe close your eyes to map. That's how I have to remember districts. So we have districts that border Georgia and Alabama. And then we have districts that are as far east as I-75.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then we have districts as far north as Talbotton. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And Taylor County. So it is outside of Muskogee.
Okay.
But to the north and a little to the east. Okay. Well, since you asked about the Chattahoochee Flint RESA district, I would like to take the opportunity to shout out our 17 districts.
Oh, I love it. Love a roll call. Go for it.
Have to. Mr. McCorkle would kill me if I didn't. So we have Chattahoochee County, Clay County, Crisp County, Dooley County, Macon County, Muskogee County, which is our largest county, that's Columbus, Quitman County, Randolph County, Sly County, Stewart County, Sumter County, Talbot County, Taylor County, Webster County, Furlough Charter School, and Southwest Georgia STEM Charter School, also known as SWECA. I wanted to also add a fun fact. So one of our districts is Sumter County. Have you ever heard of Plains, Georgia?
Yes.
What do you
the
know
home
about
of Jimmy Carter?
Yes. So that's part of our claim to fame. Jimmy Carter is part of our RESA district, and he began his political career as the board member of the Sumter County Board of Education.
Well,
so,
there you have it. Do you drive to all those areas yourself?
Some more than others. Wow. I may have been to Clay only once, which is maybe an hour and a half from my home. But yes, I have been to all of them at some point in my 6 years.
So I'm imagining you as a road warrior, Yvonda. Mm-hmm. You've got to stay gassed up to get
out there. Gassed up, energized, and I've learned to love podcasts and audiobooks.
We love that. Thank you for that feedback. Mm-hmm. You said that your life is really about balance between two things. You've got work on one end, mm-hmm. and you've got family on the other. So I'm seeing a little seesaw here.
Yes.
And the fulcrum, or the middle, is just your mission of supporting others. So
yes.
Tell me about your family life, because we haven't heard much about that yet.
All right. So I am a wife and a mother. Those are my main things. My husband is in education also. He's an administrator, and he was promoted to principal.
Congratulations,
our middle school, our county middle school. So, yes, congratulations to him.
You got to share that chocolate now. I'm sorry to report.
I know, but he deserves it. No problem. And then we have three beautiful children. We have a 21-year-old Danielle, who is out of the house, finding her way. So we're proud of her. And then a 15-year-old Mackenzie and a 12-year-old Mason. So we have a high schooler and a middle schooler. So my husband was at the high school. He'll be leaving my daughter, going to the middle school with my son. So between all of their activities, cheering, basketball, track and field, being a supportive wife, church going, work in the community, I'm pretty busy.
You stay occupied.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you were very content with your job at Chat Flint.
I love my job.
As literacy specialist, because you said, you know, good for your husband, but you really don't want to be an administrator.
I do not.
Why not?
There, of course, are good points or parts to being an administrator, but I know me, and the part that I loathe is the discipline.
It's hard.
It is very hard, and you have to be strong to do that work. And just having three kids, that's enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to love curriculum on the other
curriculum
side.
Curriculum and instruction. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
What are you watching? Another thing you told me you like to do is you could just binge a good series when you have some spare time. Mm-hmm. What are you binging right now? Tell us.
I am binging Ted Lasso.
Oh, I love that.
I love Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. And I have to laugh because you said, you know, I might be a little late to this story. Mm-hmm. I don't think you are. I think this is the perfect time. I think Ted Lasso is perfect for PL because he is a motivational figure.
He is.
Yes.
Yes, he is. And from beginning to end, just, yes, I love
him. Why is he a great coach? You work with coaches.
He is a great coach because he sees the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. It's not just about winning. You have to keep in mind the people that you're working with when you're trying to win. You have to get to know them. You have to know their strengths and their weaknesses and play to those. You have to let them develop as an individual and help them grow in those strengths and weaknesses. And not only that, but you have to be open to growth. And
yourself.
Oh, yes. Mm. And that is Ted. Like, why is he in London to begin with? Growth, right?
Growth. Great point. a little plug for everybody to watch the series.
Yes, please.
But
yes.
There's this word that you said that I think is so fitting when we're talking about personalized learning, which is development, developing. Mm-hmm. There's this undercurrent of move, change, yes. evolve that's underneath all of this. Since we're working with Risa's, hearing about Risa's and PL for the first time in season 7, what would you like teachers listening to know about Risa's in Georgia? Anything?
Well, I can't stress enough that we are service agencies, which means we are here to serve. And so we work with our districts and our schools to determine the needs of the districts and the schools, and we focus on that. So we are here to serve you. But more importantly, we know that teachers have a lot of expectations on their desk instead of their plates. They have it on their desk. Mm-hmm. So teachers have a lot on their desk, and they don't want more added to their desk. So we're not here to add to their desk. We're here to help them organize their desk.
Oh.
We're here to help them just use their desk more effectively. We don't want to add to it. We just want to show you how to make it the most useful desk that it can be.
What a wonderful resource. And what are Risa's learning about teachers as you're working with all 17 districts in your Risa?
One, that we realize that they have a lot going on and that we appreciate it and that we are cognizant of their time and their energy that they provide by coming for PL. But I also think that they want us to know that they appreciate the opportunities to be able to collaborate and learn and speak with other like-minded people. In our district, Chattahoochee Flint Risa, we have a lot of small districts. So we have what we call singleton teachers. So you might have one teacher teaching 6th, 7th, and 8th grade English.
Wow.
So they have no one to collaborate. And it could be that for each subject. So especially in middle and high school. So we think that we're helping teachers to understand that by participating in your RISA, you can participate face-to-face or however with other teachers, that there is support out there. And so I think that word is getting around and it's appreciated.
Use the supportive arm of your RISA. Mm-hmm. And you're going to tell us about that today. Specifically, you're here to talk about personalized learning. Mm-hmm. Why is this work of proliferating PL from coaches to teachers to students important to you? Why do you believe in it?
I believe in it because I've been working with PL or personalized learning for the last 2.5 years. And over that time, I've just seen the impact of PL through students, teachers, and coaches. And so because I see the power of it, I see the impact of it. Part of my job is to spread the good news because I'm a middleman. And so because I've seen it in a small pocket and the power that it has, I want to spread the joy.
Spread the joy.
Spread it. So that's why I love it. And that's part of my mission.
You mentioned part of your job. I want to hear about the rest of your job. What are your duties as personalized learning RISA leader?
You want to hear about my jobs or specifically about personalized learning?
Let's start with your job. Let's go broad and okay. then drill down.
So broadly, I am a literacy specialist, as you said. So I work with standards, curriculum and instruction, supporting teachers, schools, driving the work. But I also am a TAP coach. So that is working with teachers with pursuing certification through an alternative route. So they have a college education, but they aren't certified. So they go through the TAP program to become certified. Those have been my main hats this year. I've also worked with GOSA, the Governor's Office of Student
Achievement.
Achievement, yes. You know, I went blank. But GOSA, we partner with GOSA. Risa's partnered through GOSA. And so through GOSA, I've worked with induction teachers. So those are teachers in their first 3 years of teaching. So just to give them that support, that key word, to provide support to those teachers so that they stay in the profession. At Chattahoochee Flint Risa, we are the only RISA in Georgia to have a student advisory board.
Oh, cool.
So our student advisory board has student leaders from each of our districts, and they come and basically they learn leadership skills. They learn public speaking skills, collaboration tools, collaborative tools. And for the past 2 years, we visited the state capitol so that they can see lawmaking in action. The first year, they were able to meet with Superintendent Richard Woods. He spoke with them. They were so engaged and had great questions. And then both years, we've been able to take pictures with the governor, but they've been able to sit in on sessions and to see how it actually works. And I just think that's powerful because then you take it back to the local level and you use what you've seen.
It is powerful.
Yes. So
And in terms of personalized learning, you said you've been working with academic coaches on PL. So let's jump into this partnership with GREAT and Chattahoochee Flint RESA. Why did GREAT partner with your RESA to train academic coaches on PL?
We're here to serve. So we have professional learning communities for all of the entities that we support, all of the adults, all of the educators, and academic coaches are a part of that entity. So we've had collaboratives before, but we were trying to find something that would appeal to academic coaches no matter where they were in their journey, because we had a mixture of new coaches, coaches with no experience. It was their first year, mid-level, and then coaches with 10 plus experience. So I was an academic coach before working at RESA. I embrace the task. And so one of the things that we decided to do was to partner with GREAT, because this was new learning for those academic coaches.
Yes.
Personalized learning wasn't something that was on our radar. And so we embraced it. We figured, what better audience than academic coaches to embark on this journey? So that's how we partnered with GREAT.
Okay. And I want to talk about how this was set up. You said it was half-day sessions twice a month, so so coaches would have an option.
Yes.
So how did they receive this training?
The first 2 years, or the year and a half, it was once a month, two options, which I think was helpful in coaches embracing it, because you don't have to be out of the classroom, or out of the building, rather, for a full day. It was options, choice, because, you know, our schedules dictate whether we can leave the building or not. And I think it was just enough information, but not overwhelming.
Not inundating. Mm-hmm. Right. Enough where they could actually take it back to their schools.
Exactly. Yes. And so that time they had just enough new learning and also practice with the strategies to take it back and execute. So yes.
And that's the part we're interested in today. As a result of that partnership, how is your RESA now able to assist districts in implementing personalized learning and what they've picked up on so far?
All right. So this last year, we went from two half days to one full day. So we kind of dug into it a little bit more. And part of that process was coaches were tasked with setting SMART goals around personalized learning. So they could choose one of the 10 personalized learning standards, and they had to, and it was probably one that was tied to the work that they were already doing. Again, we don't want to add
easily integrated.
Yes, so we want to integrate. We want to show the connection. And so they had to create a SMART goal, implement or come up with action steps, monitor those action steps, revise those action steps, and then of course, implement. And then they, at the end of the year, they reported out on it. So we got to the point where we had fabulous feedback. The learning between the academic coaches and the teachers was phenomenal. It was, it gave me goosebumps. And I say all that to say we had a very successful year. So the work going forward is to build off of that.
Build the success. And we're going to talk about that today. What you're describing right now, so much about training and growth, and that speaks to the 10th and final PLE standard, which is lifelong professional learning. And it states that educators should view their own learning as a lifelong pursuit and participate in PL communities. Is this coach-teacher pairing an ideal way to keep up with PL strategies? Have your coaches take it back to your teachers, work alongside, and dig in? Are there other ways you can think of that teachers can make themselves lifelong professional learners?
Well, there are plenty of ways. But since we're talking about personalized learning, I do feel like this is the perfect way to do it.
Nice.
Because I think with academic coaching, sometimes what gets frustrating is they're teachers at heart. And as a coach, you aren't in the classroom as much. You are more on the theory side of it and helping other people execute. And so this gave them an opportunity to co-plan with the teacher, to be in the classroom and working with students, to talk about what was working, what wasn't working, to regroup, and to see just the sparkle from teachers as they were seeing the success, because they could slow down and really pay attention to the learning, to the success of their students. That was fulfilling for both the coaches and the coaches were able to see immediately their impact, which they don't always get to see. And then teachers could see it in their students, because a lot of them focused on goal setting, choice boards, those kind of things that gave students personalized options. And then the students, I think that they realize, okay, teachers care. It's not just about teaching. They want to see how it works best for me. And so that's just so powerful.
And what you just described for your academic coaches and your teachers is they get with this pairing, they get a built-in teammate, Ted Lasso style. You know, he needs assistant coaches because you really go and you debrief those strategies and you reassess and collaboration.
Yes.
It definitely offers that. So I want to hear what the academic coaches and the teachers that they worked with shared about their experience with this PL partnership. What did they say?
Well, I've had a couple of coaches, more so the veteran coaches who said, we've tried a lot of coaching protocols. And this one wasn't an exact protocol, but it allowed them to do the work that they really wanted to do. So they could appreciate that. So they loved that. They loved that there was actionable feedback. All of the coaches were tasked with determining whether they were going to adopt, adapt, or abandon the goal and the standard. I do too. And all of them chose to adapt or adopt, going forward. So to me, that in itself,
what more do you need to know?
Or what more could you say? And so I'm just excited about that because like I said earlier, we're going to build off of that. And so coaches worked with one, maybe two teachers. And of course, next year, they're going to widen that net. They're going to work with more teachers. And now it's not just them saying, well, when I was in a classroom, I did this, or I've learned this, so let's try it. Now they have a teacher who can attest to the work and say, it really works. And you're going to love working with the coach in this capacity. So
that is the best feedback. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to say something about that mantra that you have. It's just brilliant. Adapt, adopt, or abandon. You can use that within teaching personalized learning too, because you might give your students choices that aren't working. And so we can adapt.
Yes.
That's a great mantra.
Yes. But I love that too, because when we're teaching, it's also about outside of the walls of the classroom. It's about life. Mm. It's okay if you have to change course sometimes and adapt, adopt, or abandon. It's part of life.
That is so powerful. I think we need t-shirts. Should we start a business?
We'll have to give credit to Great because I did.
Absolutely. Thank you, Great. I want to invoke another personalized learning standard, standard four, which I know you're familiar with all these, but growth and mastery mindset, which requires that we shift thinking from the binary of success and failure in favor of growth and perseverance toward mastery instead. So isn't this standard for learners the very same mindset shift that your coaches and teachers are learning through this partnership, that they have to grow and persevere toward mastery? And it's not about you fail or you succeed. It's about evolving, meaning they haven't arrived.
Yes. And isn't that the beauty? I'm going to say I'm constantly learning. Participating in Great MPL has led to me growing with growth mindset and mastery. But yes, the beauty of we're learning this to take it back to students. But first, we have to do it ourselves before we can take it to the students. So I think about the four components of Standard Four, which is monitor the pace and the progress and embrace mistakes. Okay, you want students to do it. Have to be able to do that as an adult. And so this process allowed them to do that. The next step was identify causes of the struggle, prescribe solutions, and co-plan for short and long-term goals or short-term growth. There's that word again.
Growth.
So the coaches and the teachers had to do this in order to take it to the students and help them to do it for their goals or their choice boards or wherever they were going with it. And then the third element is design and implement tools, strategies, and learning experiences to support growth. So there it is. Really, that's that coaching cycle. That's that plan, do, study, act cycle. It's embedded in the work. And so again, why do I love personalized learning? Because there are so many elements that I can implement as I continue to support academic coaches. And it can just apply to anything that we're doing at RESA. But let's just start with academic coaches and personalized learning.
It's a great starting point. Mm-hmm. And you said all areas of the spectrum seem to love it. Academic coaches love it because they're getting to co-teach in ways. They're getting to see the real effects of their training.
Yes.
Teachers love it because they're feeling more empowered. Their students are giving more positive feedback. Students are excelling in ways they never had. And I love that you care about this one piece of it, which is even as the experts, the teachers, the coaches, we can still learn.
Yes.
And you say that that is exactly modeling for students' real life and the trajectory of learning and growth. Any tips for other RESA leaders out there who are listening to you and they're thinking, hey, I want to support my schools and the districts that we serve in the shift to personalized learning. How do they do that?
Okay, so unfortunately, CREATE, which was the arm that we worked with, it was a grant. And so June 30th, there is no more grant, but there are personalized endorsements out there. So RESAs can offer personalized learning endorsements, or they can partner with other RESAs who already have those endorsements so that they can support their teachers in doing that. If they've had personalized learning in their RESA, they can continue to support sustainability. RESAs are tasked with creating collaborative groups for our teachers. And so that's a group that we continue to support. It doesn't have to just be coaches and teachers. Anyone that has started the work of personalized learning, we can continue that support. And by working with them, we can spread the love.
Yes.
So personalized learning endorsements, sustaining the work by supporting those who are doing it. And the Georgia Department of Education offers PL or professional learning on personalized learning. Yes, on PL. And so we get the catalog. We know where to go. Look for those sources. They are there. They are there to support us and to keep the work going. I didn't realize how long personalized learning has been around, but I'm glad that it found its way to Chattahoochee Flint RESA. It is one of the reasons that I love my job. Going back to lifelong learning, 6 years, I have learned so much in these 6 years. Yes, people think of you as a specialist or an expert, but the key to staying an expert is continued learning. You have to keep learning. You have to keep growing.
And even that is expertly said. Thank you for that. And you're right that the grant, the great grant, has completed.
Mm-hmm.
But the sustaining work of personalized learning dissemination is still afoot.
Yes.
And that's what you're doing with your coaches. As you continue to expand personalized learning, because I know you're looking mountains high, aren't you? In the Chat-Flint region, who's the next rung you want to engage on this ladder? Who's next?
So, administrators, you are next on my radar. Because to expand, to broaden our horizon, we have to bring in those decision makers. And so we have some coaches who have strong relationships with their administrators, who are right there in the work, who stayed abreast of what was going on. And then we have some that we need to bring abroad, bring along, so that we continue this work. So again, I saw the impact on teachers, students, and coaches. I want administrators to see that impact and see how it will move students and teachers and schools.
Yes, Yvonda, you've been a great guest and my twin. You have done our educators listening today a tremendous service, though, because you're offering this huge morale boost from educators already on board that Chattahoochee Flint's RESA's coaches and teachers are reporting so positively, adopt or adapt unanimously.
Yes.
So when you have support for PL, when you have that buy-in, it just spreads like wildfire, it sounds like. Yeah. What is next for your next cohort of coaches who are working on PL training? Is that group growing?
That is the goal, for it to grow. The first year and a half, we had maybe 3 districts, which might have been 12 coaches. This last group, we had 7 districts with 14 coaches. So the goal is to bring on more coaches or teacher leaders, because not all school districts have coaches, but the work has to be done. And we have some strong leaders. So to bring on more coaches and teacher leaders, and to continue the work with those who have had the training. So those who have participated in it will help us, help me, because I'll be doing it all next year. But again, having coaches that can speak to the work will do more marketing than I could ever do, because they can attest to the actual work. So
they've been there and they've seen it with their own eyes. I have so enjoyed talking with a RESA specialist. Yvonda, thank you for being here. And I hope you enjoy that RESA's.
Thank you. I will.
To all of our educators listening today, you're a great teacher. As you're ready to wholeheartedly adopt a great initiative, personalized learning, we're here to help. And as you've heard today, the greatness has been pretty well proven from this program. You've heard it from coaches, you've heard it from educators, you've heard it from students. Adopt or adapt. Get on board with personalized learning and don't miss out. For more reinforcement, you can keep tuning in next week as we continue the rest of these 10 episodes about PL. Until then, I'm Ashley. Goodbye for now. Personalized Learning series of Classroom Conversations is funded by the GREAT Initiative. In the fall of 2020, the Georgia Department of Education made a commitment to student-centered approaches through Georgia's Restart, Embrace, Engage, Expand, and Enhance Learning with Technology initiative.